But of course, even if you run away, you're left with those eyes of yours. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Jesus is speaking metaphorically here, of course, because it isn't your eye or your hand, for that matter, that's the source of the problem. It's your heart. If you did get rid of your eye, you'll still find you had the illegitimate drive and the thoughts that went with it. The question at this point is, do you value your relationship with God more than the gratification of this particular desire? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Affections. Who's first in yours? Every time we're led away, let's say, by our sexual desires, which are legitimate inside the covenant of marriage, we're following Satan's plan for our lives and destroying our relationship with the Father. Why? Because he's a holy God. He can't look on sin. That's why he dealt with it in his Son. And he gave you 1 John 1:9 and 10 when you miss the mark, so you can keep short accounts with him. And he can welcome you back freely into his presence. So when we sin deliberately, when we follow our illegitimate desires and know full well we're doing it, we're walking away from him and saying, this is more important to me right now than my relationship with you. Hear King David on the subject when he came to his senses in the voice, Psalm 51. Look on me with a heart of mercy, O God, according to your generous love, according to your great compassion. Wipe out every consequence of my shameful crimes. Thoroughly wash me inside and out of all my crooked deeds. Cleanse me from my sins, for I am fully aware of all I've done, and my guilt is there, staring me in the face. It was against you, only you, that I sinned, for I've done what you say is wrong, right before your eyes. So when you speak, you're in the right. When you judge, your judgments are pure and true. It's all about relationship. Yours with him. Are you going to do a trade and do like Esau, trade your inheritance because you have a momentary hunger problem? If you ignore it, it'll go away, you know. But if you feed it, it will never be satisfied. Time to think again, eh?